This summer, Governor Doyle announced his goal of generating 25% of the state's electricity and an equal amount of transportation fuel from renewable sources by the year 2025. That includes everything from increasing the number of cars using ethanol or biodiesel to burning switchgrass in electric power plants. Gary Radloff of the State Department of Agriculture says farmer co-ops have years of experience in storing and distributing milk and other products. He says the co-op should be able to play the same role in building the state's biofuels infrastructure.
Whether it's corn stover or switchgrass, the big challenge is getting a whole bunch of producers over maybe a 50-mile area to collect it, transport it, temporarily store it, and then getting into the facilities that can use it for energy conversion. So I think the co-ops have a history of that, so they could do it in the future.
Radloff is working with his counterparts in 12 Midwestern states to try to leverage federal funds to promote a regional approach to biofuel production. Meanwhile, an ozone protection specialist, Lance Green, at the Department of Natural Resources, is urging the state to find ways to use existing natural gas pipelines in the state to move biofuels from the processing plant straight into people's homes.
Right now, it's all pumping natural gas, but if we make gaseous fuels derived from biological sources, we can use that same system.
These and other ideas will be fleshed out in discussions among members of a new interdepartmental work group charged with finding new ways of reducing greenhouse gas emissions in Wisconsin. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.